It's Thursday, and that means it's time for the ETF of the week.
Hey, how about you and the blog guy having a blast with me?
That's right. Have a blast here every Thursday with Tom Lydon of ETF Trends. No more pulling your hair out to figure out what the best ETF is. Tom Lydon of ETF Trends joins us here on Money Life every Thursday to give us his pick of an ETF to watch or to watch out for.
I'm not only the heckler president, I'm also a client.
When it comes to picking ETFs and things get hairy, we bring in Tom Lydon to smooth it all over. That's right. It's time for the ETF of the week here on Money Life. And we do bring in Tom Lydon. He's the editor of ETF Trends and the president of Global Trend Asset Management. You can follow him on Twitter at Tom Lydon. You can also follow ETF Trends at ETF Trends. And if you like what you hear on the show, if you get what he's been saying, and you can go to moneylifeshow.com and download some of his past appearances if you missed it or you're new to the audience. But you should understand that we look at both long trends, short trends, interim trends. It's been some really interesting stuff. I got some interesting mail from someone who was really pleased that a couple of weeks ago, Tom was talking about the corn ETF as his ETF of the week, given drought conditions, as a short-term play. And it was fun because the audience member said, he doesn't normally make short-term plays, but he listened and he was sort of convinced and he's made a short-term play. And he had just sold. I didn't have the nerve to stay in any longer, but he was pretty happy. Tom Lydon, welcome back to Money Life.
Thanks, Chuck. Make sure you mention that we also have hair tips on the website as well.
Only every now and again. I mean, the difference between you and I is that I am in constant need of a haircut because I'm having a bad hair life. You have a style that avoids having a bad hair life. Tom joins us on the Hightower Hotline. Hightower knows the meaning of the word fiduciary, and so should anyone who's looking to work with a financial planner. If you're an investor searching for help, go to HightowerAdvisors.com. Hightower is an SEC-registered investment advisor. All right, Tom, our ETF of the week is...
the Vanguard Emerging Markets ETF. Ticker symbol VWO.
There you go. It is ticker symbol VWO. Now, you know, this is going to be an interesting one, Tom, because as much as we all sort of know the strong case for emerging markets, there are a lot of folks out there right now who say this is a dangerous place to be and I don't want to go there. Why are you suggesting folks maybe jump on this trend now?
That's a great point because, Chuck, really, if you look at statistics regarding the average investor in the U.S., they only have about 14% of their portfolio allocated overseas. So we as a country are tremendously underallocated in international investments, and most of those are in developed nations. So once you peel back the onion another layer, you find out that we have very little invested in emerging market countries where most of the growth has been and where most of the future growth will be. So, as a long-term investment, this well-diversified ETF, which also happens to have the lowest expense ratio of any emerging market mutual fund or ETF out there, makes sense considering.
Well, I question something about those numbers, though. There are plenty of people who say we're under-diversified in terms of having direct investments. But if you own a big multinational stock, you own Johnson & Johnson, which your large cap growth fund probably has, you have some exposure to emerging markets, don't you?
You absolutely do. And a Johnson & Johnson, a Starbucks, a McDonald's, you surely have some input there. However, you don't have a lot of control, not only of the constituents, but also the countries that you invest in. So when you look at the emerging market area, it's not just these multinational companies, but also the ability to participate in growth of what will be the next Apple that might be coming out of Taiwan, for example, or the next mining company that you might see in Brazil. You're going to have a much better chance of participating through an emerging market ETF than you would with a core diversified growth strategy.
Let's talk a little bit about China, because if you think emerging markets, the first thing you're really thinking of is the BRIC countries, and I'm not sure they're truly emerging markets. They're now getting to where they're fairly developed. But China is part of the BRIC, Brazil, Russia, India, China. Almost everyone is nervous about China right now. This is an okay time to be looking to emerging markets in spite of what people think is going to be coming troubles in China?
Again, as a long-term investor, there may be troubles, and obviously it's not as robust as it's been in the past. However, they've got GDP growth of still around 5%, where here in the U.S., it's less than half that. And especially if you look at other developed nations over in Europe, we're pushing recession levels. So BRIC countries in general, that's where most of the growth is coming from around the world. And the fact that we've throttled back a little bit in China, does that mean that we're going to head into recessions in those areas? I think there are many economists who are saying we're just going to have a little bit of a slowdown and maybe a little bit normalcy compared to what we've seen in developed countries.
When you look at the ETF of the week, and again, it is Vanguard Emerging Markets ETF, VWO. Obviously, this is a long-term trend that you're going to really be adding something, not for any of the near term, but for the foreseeable future. So that makes it very unlike, for example, the corn ETF I was talking about just a little while ago that you made the ETF of the week a few weeks ago. How big an allocation? How much do you want to see folks putting towards this? Because obviously some of it is comfort level, but the rest of it is you're making a strategic play, and that means you need to put enough there that you can feel it, right?
It has to be. And so let's put things in perspective. If we're talking about a growth portfolio and you look at pure market capitalization around the world, 57% of global market capitalization is outside the U.S. So if you're really truly diversified, you would have at least 50% of your allocation outside the U.S. And a reasonable amount of that would be 15 to 20% of your global allocation in emerging markets. Now, again, as you point out, they may be a little bit more volatile during times, and we surely have seen that in the recent decline that we saw so far this year. However, the time to start looking is when we've had some declines, not after we're hitting new highs.
And that means the time to be looking is now. It's the Vanguard Emerging Markets ETF, the ticker symbol VWO. It is our ETF of the week from Tom Lydon at ETF Trends. You want more information, go to etftrends.com, follow ETF Trends, and at Tom Lydon on Twitter. Tom, always a pleasure. Look forward to doing it again next week.
Thanks, Chuck.
Up next on Money Life, it's the big interview. We're going to be talking with David Wilson from Bloomberg about his book on financial markets. Stick around. We'll be right back.